Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 21, Shir for Women. Every one of you, every one of us, has the ability to become a very wise person, filled with chachma, filled with deep wisdom. Truth be told is, Hashem placed infinite amounts of wisdom within each and every one of us, because we have a Tzelem Elokim, that Hashem blew into us part of Him when He created Adam, and that flows through every single human being. And certainly a Yisrael, a Jew, has an exceptional soul that is full with true wisdom. The Mishlei, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf through Chaf Beis, talks about it, that the wisdom, B'chutz Tareina, proclaims itself in the streets, and it calls on and says, how long will you be misled? And how long will you despise knowledge? It's telling us that we have the ability to be wise. But in order for us to want to be wise, we have to wish to be wise. It's there for our taking. We can acquire wisdom or learn and yearn and inspire and pray for it, and then ultimately we will feel it. Who doesn't wish to be wise? We have this inner yearning. It may not be expressed so much because we're busy with the world, but we all want to yearn for wisdom. But what happens is we are often dominated by the gratification of our own, whether it's physical cravings, earthly pleasures, and that blocks us from acquiring that wisdom. We are complicated creatures. We have a human body that is animal in nature and has animal cravings. Truth be told, the body is holy, and we're going to talk about that, how we could go beyond that. But it's really the human mind or soul that gives us our uniqueness. The mind and body often veers in different directions. The mind can understand what is good, and the body by nature desires only what's pleasant at the moment, not necessarily good. We talked about this in many, many shiurim. It's not to say that we shouldn't enjoy the pleasures of this world. Hashem does want us to enjoy the pleasures of this world. You make brachas before eating food that's good for you and it tastes good. Kol hakavod, let it taste good and enjoy the taste. And appreciate Hashem for it. You go beyond that, macholei Shabbos. Special foods for Shabbos that you enjoy and look forward for Shabbos. People who enjoy wine could be extremely destructive, but wine, we have mitzvahs with wine, yayin and kiddush. If one has alcoholic tendencies, they have to be careful, only use grape juice, whatever. But with people who have it normally regulated and they have wine for kiddush, it elevates. The Fafor Kaisis, the drinking in Purim, enjoying beautiful clothing, whether it's Big Day Yontif in particular, wearing nice begadim on Yontif, beautiful clothing on Yontif, or Shabbos Kodesh, and even during the week, the wanting to wear nice, respectable, pleasant clothing that makes you feel good. It may be a physical desire, but in the proper context, there's nothing wrong with it. So it's not about bashing completely the pleasures in this life. It's not about not wanting to yearn for these things. It's a matter of channeling it. But the idea being is that the soul's desires, the nefesh, the neshama, needs to be primary. If we go overindulge, if we get deterred by the pleasure seeking, we'll never acquire wisdom. What will happen very often if someone's really steeped into those type of momentary pleasures, you'll ridicule wisdom. You'll even despise wisdom because it's holding you your way. Your wisdom is telling you to channel things and to be careful with things. and your inner cravings of the body tells you, no, I don't want this. So there's a conflict there. But the more we recognize and we take pride in the uniqueness of our minds and the uniqueness of our souls, then the wiser we are, the more elevated we become as human beings. So that is one beautiful lesson from this lesson we're learning right now, is to recognize all of you have tremendous wisdom, inner stores of wisdom, each one according to your own special talents. And to try to yearn for it and to use it wisely when you receive it. It's in Shemoneh Esrei, the first bracha we ask every single day, except for Shabbos. Ata chayni l'adam das, that you give us wisdom, and chaneinu miyitcha, if it's nusach svard, it's chachma bina vadas, or chachma bina vahaskel, that to yearn for wisdom and ask Hashem to give it to you. The other thing that we're going to talk today about is the capacity of bringing joy to other people, to lifting the spirits of other people. The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, says that Rav Breika would go to the marketplace. One day Eliyahu HaNavi appeared to him, and he called his attention. You see these two people? They're brothers, and they're for sure going to get a chelik l'olam haba. Rav Breika looked at those two people. They didn't appear spiritual. They did not appear to be engaging in business either. So he didn't know what was going on with these two people and why Eliyahu HaNavi said that they're worthy to have olam haba. So he approached them and says, what is your purpose here? What are you doing here? And these men responded that we see that some merchants feel down when they lose money in a transaction. And we see someone is sad, and we say some things to lift the spirits, to say something joyful or funny or humorous to lift up their spirits. When you do that, their actions are indeed spiritual, to bring cheer, to bring simcha in other people's lives, especially when they're feeling down. Someone told me in shul, a particular lady, that Nebuch lost her child. And this lady has talent. She plays guitar. Just agav, the women out there who have talents in writing, in drawing, in music, use it. Don't say because it's sneistic and you shouldn't. No, use it. Use it. Channel it the right way. You know, the ladies performing for ladies, but that could create a tremendous amount of healing for oneself and also inspiring others. So it may not sound ladylike for a lady to play guitar, but she likes guitar, strums a guitar, does it on her own, and sings on her own or with other friends. There's one that she herself lost a child. I don't know who she is, but this man told me in shul. And for years, she goes to hospitals, especially the ill children in the cancer ward, and uses her guitar playing, and cheerfully cheers them up as best as she could. She feels that's part of her tafkin. That's her inner wisdom. Sometimes when you have a busy family life, or you have financial strains, and you have to work, or you have to take care of your family, you take care of your children, and sometimes it's hard because these talents fall in the wayside because you simply don't have time to develop them. And when you don't have time, you don't have time. But whenever you can, and when you could, in your own small way, it's not all or nothing. To bring it out, to somehow figure out ways to bring out those talents. Ask for wisdom. The wisdom to help you even your day-to-day life. Whether it's for people who have to stay home with their children, whether it's for people who have to stay, go to work, to get wisdom to how to handle home life, how to handle work life, how to handle Shabbosim and Yomim Tovim, and every person in their own stage in life. And on the women, whether they are teenagers, not yet married, or married, or divorced, or widowed, or whatever stage in life they are, as young mothers, as older mothers, as grandmothers, every stage in life, every single stage in life, we could require wisdom. We could require inner peace that comes with true wisdom, and to use it wisely to help ourselves self become, actualize ourselves, and to help others as best as we could. So remember this, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that potential in all of us. To be wise, wise means to have a healthy balance, not to allow the human cravings, the physical cravings of the body, to overtake us and hijack us, but to go deeper and go to the soul that's beyond it, to help us channel and regulate it the right way, to ask Hashem for it, to give us the ability to show those inner talents within us that will bring out that wisdom. With each person, whatever talents they do have, as best as they could, to cheer people up, to help people, and use the wisdom, the intellect, together with the emotion in a healthy way, with a healthy balance. I think one of the saddest parts of our lives, and it's not our fault often, we get banged up in life. We make mistakes. We take wrong paths and we get discouraged. We say, it's over. Never over. Every moment is a fresh opportunity. We ask Hashem again, please give me wisdom. I failed, or it seems like I failed. Bounce up and you keep trying again. You keep asking Hashem. You don't give up. You persist. Grant me the wisdom and understanding to actually transform my life the way I need it to be transformed, to bring out my inner potentials, to understand what my talents actually are. Some people are even unaware of their own gifts. And then once being aware of it, help me utilize it to its greatest potential. You could start young, but you could start at any age. It makes no difference. You can grow no matter how, what age you feel you are, or how many years where you felt I didn't accomplish much, or I made so many mistakes. It's irrelevant. The wisdom is there for our taking. It's within us. We have it within us. And we put in the effort and we ask Hashem for siyata d'shmaya. Hashem will give us that bracha and he'll grant it to us. And women in particular have a bina yesera, have a certain insight that men do not have. And you ask Hashem to develop it in a healthy way, to bring out your deepest potential in the most healthy way, to inspire yourselves and to inspire all those around you. To recognize each one of you could be the biggest bracha in another person's life or in other people's lives by accessing that wisdom that is within you. Bracha v'atzlacha.